Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so since it's a long weekend, we're just going to keep it simple. It's a Memorial Day weekend and we're happy.
We're going to kiss, keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm. And the question of the day is, what are you doing this weekend? Because you know I'm nosy. Are you staying in town or are you leaving? And if you already left, screw you. You better be listening on the Odyssey app. And you better still be here and call in.
And according to all sources, you better leave before 11 a.m. too, because then if not, traffic's going to get hectic.
The traffic's bad enough on Friday at 2 on 894 and whatnot. Bruh. Now get on it to go up north on Memorial Day weekend.
Or south.
It's probably already
east.
A nightmare.
Don't even get in the boat to go west.
I never go south on Memorial Day weekend. If I go anywhere, it's north. So I've never seen the south. The traffic, but
Well, we're going south. We're leaving.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, we got some graduation celebration. Oh, so yeah, we're gonna be popping down to Illinois over the weekend.
To where you grew up, Gurney.
Exactly.
I have nothing planned but yard work. My children will be around.
Hey,
and swimming. Yard work and swimming. That's it.
That sounds
like we're going to the pool and we're doing yard work and that's it.
If I've heard a memorial, you just throw a little grilling in there at some point, and that is a Memorial Day weekend of all Memorial Day
grilling
weekends.
Grilling at a restaurant. That's where I'll be going this weekend. You think I'm cooking?
So we're going back to hibachi. Got it.
Let's meet you there at 7.
Let's go.
Actually, meet you there at 5 because the kids got to be
come
in
on,
bed
now,
by
I was
going to
say 7. Dang.
I'm not kidding. It is going to be a fun-filled work/swimming enjoy the weather weekend. So we want to know what you guys are doing. 414-533-1037. You staying home? You going somewhere?
Are you already at somewhere and you're still listening on the Odyssey app?
Maybe you have graduation parties like DZ.
Who's on the plane?
If you're on the plane, at least you're on the Odyssey app right now. We'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, what are you doing this weekend? It's Memorial Day weekend and we're nosy. DZ's got graduation stuff. I'm nosy, sorry.
No, we're both nosy.
Okay,
you're just nosier than I am.
Kelly in Sussex said, she texted in, possibly going to Bratfest in Madison. You had me at Sausage Fest. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm going to leave that one alone, dog.
Julian is in Milwaukee. This is day three for Julian.
Julian going crazy. He on the road.
Seriously. Julian, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on?
Yeah, what are you and the family doing this weekend?
So this weekend, we're going to Six Flags Great America.
Yes.
Hey.
Uh-huh. And you can carpool with DZ when they go back to Gurnee to see family.
Not going
to
lie. Y'all definitely can't hop in the car with us, man.
Yep.
That's your hometown?
Well, I grew up. I went to high school there, man. Middle school and high school, actually. So, honestly, man, my house used to be right across the street from Six Flags.
That's crazy.
And my wife's family home is on the same side of the
still
street
there.
As Six Flags, right?
They
yeah.
still live right
oh,
by
yeah,
Six
they still,
Flags.
Yeah, they still live there.
I'm going to go to Six Flags with Julie, and I'm going to walk around every house in the neighborhood until I find Aaron's parents.
You're going to find the one, and you're going to know when you get there. Trust me.
The loud Irish family.
I graduated from Libertyville High School. And then
you're a wildcat. You should have started with that. Bye, Julian. Have a good day.
Julian, I have a question. So, DZ, did you guys rival Libertyville mm-hmm. and Gurnee rivaled?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Oak Creek Franklin.
So then we went to one, right?
One of a few. Y'all sure did, man.
That's funny. Yeah, well, Julian, have a great time at Six Flags,
yeah.
okay?
Thanks. You guys have a good weekend.
You too, man. Peace.
Bye.
That's dope.
Lori.
What about Lori?
Lori, I'm sorry. Lori in Cedarburg texted in. She said she's having a rubbish sale both days. It's a garbage sale.
Okay.
It's a rummage sale, not a rubbish.
Did she mean rubbish? Rummage?
Rubbish. Rubbish sale both days and watching the biggest racing day of the year on Sunday.
Sunday. You know what?
What?
I'm going to call it a rubbish sale from now on.
You can. Rubbish.
I like it.
I guess.
Rubbish sale.
It is our trash, somebody else's treasure. Christina is calling, and I am just a week ago, did I not look at you and go, what happened to Christina in Milwaukee? I swear I just looked at you and said that.
And I went, who?
Exactly. You had to go find her freaking theme song, didn't you? You're Christina.
Good morning.
Were you cheating?
Good morning.
Were you cheating on us?
Who you been listening to?
What have you been doing?
Huh?
Where have you been?
Huh?
Drop the location.
My toddler has been in and out of the house.
No.
Medical problems.
Yeah.
You know what? Allowed, received.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
shut up now.
Never mind.
But I really did wonder about you, Christina. I said to DZ, what happened to Christina?
Yeah, she did. She really did, though. All jokes aside, she really was like, what happened? I was like, I don't know.
When we don't hear from a regular, I start to get concerned.
We start to wonder.
So I'm glad you're back, Christina.
Y'all lucky we don't got y'all addresses.
Exactly.
No, but happy to hear from you.
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?
Pretty much the same as you. We have to get our pool cleaned out and put up.
Your pool?
But it needs to get cleaned out and filled.
Christina, I didn't say I had a pool. I said I'm going to the pool.
Right. She said same as you, cleaning my pool.
No.
We didn't say the same thing.
The only thing I have is a kiddie pool or one of those blow-up ones that are the size of a rectangle.
We gonna need your address for real.
Yep. So you're cleaning out the pool. Is that it? Then you'll go swimming, I take it?
Probably, and then me and my partner's anniversary is Monday. We'll be celebrating 16 years.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, for real.
Takes a lot to stay together.
That's amazing.
I'll leave like that.
Definitely.
So proud of you, Christina.
Committed.
I am too.
Christina, you are funny.
All right, well, have a great weekend. Happy anniversary.
Great to hear from you, fam.
Thank you.
Bye. Jeff in Milwaukee, congrats to you. He texted in and said, getting the keys to our new house.
Hey, yes, sir.
I mean, the fact that you were able to even get a house in the market these days.
Congratulations.
Amazing.
Snaps to you, bubba.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said they're staying in town. Oh, Menominee Falls has Memorial Fest tomorrow with a car show and vendors and live music and the Lucky Ducky Derby. Come check it out. Well, Natalie, don't tempt me.
What's the Lucky Ducky Derby? I'm intrigued.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Stuff happening right there.
I have to find out.
All right, last but not least, Babe's on the phone.
Baby!
AKA Mike in Hartford. Yeah. Hi, Babe.
Morning.
Morning, babes.
We like to call him what his wife calls him, babe.
We got permission.
Yep, she said she doesn't care. They've been married long enough. We can call him whatever we want.
Facts, vote.
Michael, I mean, babe, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Yeah. We are staying at home, getting ready for Eileen's birthday party next weekend. Yep. And then we actually have my cousin's kid's birthday party on Sunday.
Fun. You know, that's a real kid party when they're spending the whole weekend getting ready for next weekend.
Boy.
Yep.
Boy.
Yep.
Getting all the preparations.
I'm going to Hartford next weekend, by the way.
Two full-time working parents. We got to take time on the weekends when we can.
Yeah.
I go once a year. It's for Mike's daughter's birthday. That's when I go to Hartford.
If you ever
see that's all right. That's all right. As long as you don't forget how to get there, that's all that matters.
I'll forget. Drop your address again because I always forget. I don't even remember how to get to DZ's house. I still have to put in the address for DZ's house.
Fair enough. She actually does.
I do it for everybody anymore.
You couldn't tell me how to get to you. I couldn't get to your house without a location.
I'm not paying attention when I drive anymore. I know that sounds horrible.
The days of the maps are long and gone. I got GPS, baby.
Yeah,
and I use Waze.
Yeah. Well, good luck getting ready for Eileen's birthday party next weekend, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You guys as well.
Peace,
all right,
babe.
Bye. All right, DZ. Well, and we didn't even mention you and I are golfing today.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't even talk about our biggest excitement of the weekend.
Oh, that's right. Well, we were going to make people jealous if we told them that. We golfing.
This afternoon, DZ and I are golfing with a few coworkers.
What?
And
what?
It's on.
What?
I can't wait.
You're going down.
Oh, you're going down.
Well, I'm definitely losing, but I'm just saying you might lose
worse.
I'm
definitely losing after you lose.
Who's losing the most? I don't know. I'm losing more golf balls, that's for sure.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Well, have a great long weekend, everybody.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what's the problem today, DZ?
Well, she wants a name.
She wants a name?
Yeah.
Let's call her Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
I don't know why I picked such a long name on a Friday.
Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle. Hey, she's beautiful.
No, Gabrielle wrote in and said, Hallie and DZ, what should I do? I've been with my company for a little over a year now and have literally only used 2 sick days. I work long hours on my feet, and it can be a stressful job. Not to mention, work nights. So, sleep has been crap, especially as of late.
The worst.
I've worked my job nonstop with no complaints.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I'm burned out. And what makes it worse is the long weekend schedule. It doesn't change for me. I'll be at work.
Yeah, buddy. Not fun.
I'm really contemplating calling out sick, air quotes. Air quotes, calling out sick, even though I'm not actually sick. I feel like so many people do it, have done it, but it just feels wrong to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not to go to work unless I'm physically unable to get myself out of bed, but my body wants to sleep and rest. Plus, I've been feeling down lately, and it's because I'm always at work.
Yeah.
Should I feel guilty about calling out sick? Gabrielle.
Only taken 2 sick days.
In, a year?
Girl.
I mean.
Don't feel bad. That's what I say.
Bruh,
live your life.
You know we're the type that hate.
We hate calling out sick.
And I don't like to say hate, but I hate calling out sick.
I can't unless I'm sick because otherwise I'm sitting at home miserable.
Even worse, bruh.
Yeah, right? Like, I can receive a mental health day once in a while. Sometimes you get up and you're just like, you know, life is not working for me today. But that's like once a year.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's about it.
Well, hopefully once a year.
Yeah. You're allowed those moments. But if it's happening all the time, then you got bigger problems. Because I did talk to my therapist about this once. I said, how bad is it? Like, years ago when I just had trouble getting out of bed for work. Is it bad? Or if I had a friend who was doing... Actually, I had a friend who was doing it too, a lot. And I go, is this a problem that she's calling into work? I'm worried about her. And they go, well, it's a problem if it's all the time. Yeah. If you do it once every 4 months because you have a mental health issue, fine. But people that are doing it all the time, then you need more help, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like she's just overworked.
It sounds like she's literally drowning in it now. Gabrielle is going, oh my goodness, I have been going nonstop.
She needs a day.
Needs a day.
And then she's got to work on the long weekend.
You know what it is, though?
I was going to
say, I do feel bad for her, but it's FOMO. It's it's really hidden right now because it's FOMO. She knows people got plans.
But nobody's really having any fun.
Her peoples are probably doing something for all we know. She didn't say that explicitly, but I'm almost willing to put dollars on it that she's going, dang, I know people that are going out, having fun, doing this, and I'm not going to, man, and you get down in the dumps about it. Mm-hmm. And sure, I'm not saying work hasn't been on her. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she is a little stressed, a little overworked, but it's all coming to a head. It's culminating right here, right now, because she's going, and now I gotta work this long weekend. Let me get a day, please.
What do you think she should do?
She can't do it this weekend.
She can't.
For real.
She can't. She's in now.
She's in.
You're right. You're right.
She gotta hold off. Maybe call ahead. Schedule it. I don't know what her work is, what her schedule look like.
Somebody texted in and said, hell no, don't feel bad. You come first. Then somebody else said, it's called a mental health day, which is kind of what I said. It really is a thing.
And sick days come in different forms. Mental health days are sick days, too. If you need it, you need it.
But that's fact. That's what Jules in Greendale texted in.
Okay, then prepare for yourself to look crazy as a mug, Gabrielle, because your manager, your boss, whoever's going to realize, they're doing it on this weekend. Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, you're sick.
But
I say next weekend.
But she is sick if it's mental health.
I say do it midweek next week.
It's so easy to go, you're not sick, it's just mental. Go. It's like, you know, that we can't do that anymore with mental health.
I'm not saying she's not sick. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling her to hold off because the optics on it aren't going to go in her favor.
So wait until next week, then take your sick day and relax.
Do it midweek next week. If you can hold off till next weekend, I say do something else. But if you do it this weekend, you're going to look like a bad employee. Yeah. I hate to say it.
And then you have something to look forward to because you're like, I'm calling in sick next week.
I'm calling in sick next week. I'm not sick.
They don't know. I got Tuesday off. They don't know. I know.
I say what I say.
All right, 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, I've worked for a company for 2 years and I've only called in once. Tell her to take off and enjoy it. I used to feel guilty about it, but now I don't because other people do it continuously.
Wrap your head around what weekend is going. Come on, man.
Hold on, though. We all have those people we look at who take a ton of time off and we go... And we move on, but we look at them and we look at their work ethic. So whoever texted that in, I get it, but I don't think you should start acting that way because everybody else is.
True.
It's easy to go, well, they're all taking
off. I'm gonna do it
nonstop.
Too.
So yeah, well then you're just gonna be looking as like them, and that annoys you what they look like.
You're
so don't do it.
Become part of the problem.
Don't do it. Continue to have that strong work ethic.
I say wait it out. Don't do it this weekend. It's not gonna look good. But I'm opening it up. Let's get it.
Oh, the phones are bumping. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next after the Lollapalooza keyword.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the phones are ready to go, and they all have something interesting to say, I think. Let's start with Dolly in Milwaukee, because the problem is that Gabrielle does not want to go to work.
She's not trying to take a sick day.
She's burnt out, but she never does that, but she's got to work this weekend. Good morning, Dolly.
How you doing?
Good morning, you guys. Hey, Ellie and DZ.
Hey.
Hi. What do you think? What should she do?
I feel like she should take as many personal days as she feel like.
Ooh.
Yes, because I don't care if you are an elite employee. They care more about the job than they do you. Mm-hmm. If anything was to happen to you and you crash and burn, baby, please believe that your replacement is next in line and ready.
You know what?
Your sick day.
Dolly is not wrong. Most jobs, they can replace you like that and they would.
They call it equal opportunity employment.
And we give up so much. I mean, think of the days where you were just pushing to give your all. Yep. You couldn't. And they didn't care.
Yeah.
And you think about that.
I have a 5-year-old and I literally was like, hey, you know, the school called and said I have to pick him up or something. They would give me so much HE double hockey stick.
Yeah.
Right.
Just to even take off to take care of what needs to really be taken care of. I'd be like, hey,
that is not.
This is real life. This
is
real life.
The time you want to have people that don't care about your family around you when you have an emergency and you have to go deal with it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm. So, baby, please take your health days, your mental health days, call them back because I do it even on the way too. If I'm not feeling it, I'm just not feeling it. I will see y'all tomorrow.
I'll turn around. I'm going home.
I will see y'all tomorrow. I'm an elite employee, right? Oh, well, I will see you elitely tomorrow.
Elitely tomorrow. I'm using that one. I will see you elitely tomorrow.
All right, Dolly. That was good advice. Thanks for calling. All
appreciate right. you, Ms. Parton. Have a good day.
Stop it.
Have a good one.
I want to go to Ed next in Shorewood. Ed called in. He's actually the one who texted us, he said. He's the one that texted and said he worked for a company for 2 years and he's only called in once.
Oh, snap. Ed, talk to us. Good morning.
Hi, Ed.
Good morning and happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, Ed with the good work ethic. That's what I'm going to call you, Ed with the good work ethic.
Ed with the good work. If you stop it right there, you don't know what you're about to say.
Ed, what's up?
I'd say take it just because, I mean, if she takes it next week, it could ruin her holiday for the holiday pay as well.
Oh.
But, I mean, don't feel guilty because, like I said, I mean, you don't want to add to the problem, but every now and then you do need a day to take care of yourself because they're not going to be there for you.
That's guaranteed. Right. And I meant what I said, Ed, when we read your text the first time, which is, don't you start acting like those people who take off all the time, Ed. You're better than that, Ed, with the good work ethic.
That's right. Or otherwise, your name wouldn't be Ed with the good work ethic.
Right?
There you go. Hey, there's only a few of us out there. We love our job. And with these at-will companies, you are a number.
Yeah. Boy, hate to say he's right.
So, I mean, if she's going to do it this weekend. Enjoy it. Because if you do it next weekend, if you're looking for your holiday pay, they don't count that.
Right. Fair enough.
Okay, Ed, I ain't going to say you wrong.
He's not the only one that texted that in. Have a great day, Ed.
Thank you. You too.
Peace. Bye. Somebody else said, you don't get holiday pay on Monday if you call in sick.
Right.
Somebody said, she needs a mental health day, but remember not to put it on social. Okay, if you can put something on social, then you definitely don't need a mental health day. A mental health day means you are struggling to function.
Right.
Or you're overwhelmed. You cannot grasp. You need one day. That doesn't mean you're out on social getting ice cream, people.
Well, you manifest your days differently. Now, if that's going to the beach on your mental health day, sure, but maybe don't publicize it like that because people might look at you sideways because they don't understand.
Amen. Somebody else texted in, only missed 3 days in 9 years, but I'm not sure if that's a flex.
That's not a flex.
No, you need a break.
It feels like a flex until you realize you haven't done nothing but work.
Mm-hmm. Berta's calling in Sheboygan today. Hi, Berta.
Good morning.
Morning, Berta.
Morning. What do you think about this problem? Yeah. She said
your sick days are part of your total compensation. That means that you should be using them.
True.
And your mental health is just as important as your physical health. I let my four kids have at least one mental health day every semester.
Yeah. From school?
From school.
Yeah.
Because school is exhausting for them.
Huh.
So they're allowed one mental health day a semester where they can just be like, Mom, I don't want to. My son took his mental health day because a new Zelda game was coming out, and he was so excited. And he knew that he wasn't going to be able to focus on school while he was waiting to play the game.
Wow.
So he took his mental health day.
That was the one day he got.
I mean, and
that
if you can call
one
it
day.
For
yeah.
when, if you get one day, I'd just pick it for like, well, I don't know, finals or something.
And you know, we do stuff every day in monotony, right? We go to school, we go to work, we do the same stuff. So to have one exciting day here and there is kind of living your life, I guess. If you just wanted to play Zelda for a day, as long as that was just one day, Mom.
Everybody getting to be Ferris Bueller, huh?
One day, the kid gets straight A's. So why can't he take a day when he knows that he's going to be useless at school?
He can.
Okay. Now, no question, though. If they weren't getting straight A's, would you still allow it?
Good question.
A mental health day, let's say.
Good question.
A mental health day, yes. When they wake up and they're just like, Mom, I can't do it today. Aww. Absolutely. Whether they have straight A's or not, because maybe they're not getting straight A's because they're burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of neurodivergents in my house. Where just existing
people
can
don't,
be exhausting.
A lot of people don't know what that means.
She got superheroes at home.
It means your brain works a little bit differently and you're not
we
nine
have
to
ADHD
five.
Or autism.
Thank you. You have something different where your brain needs not the society we've been built into. Your brain doesn't, like me and DZ, doesn't work right.
Like I said, we got superheroes at home with Berta.
We don't like it.
And so sometimes just existing is exhausting if you're, you know, just doing things differently.
Yeah. Okay, but I think the moral of the story here is use your sick days.
Absolutely.
Right? Thank you,
Appreciate you.
I do agree with DZ, though, that maybe not this weekend because...
Fair.
Or be prepared for you to look crazy calling out sick last second on a weekend like this.
I'm telling you, thanks, Berta.
Or be prepared have a for great... your coworkers to hate you.
True.
Why do we care about that?
Have a great day, Berta.
Bye, right, Berta.
Bye.
Everybody's texting in. Don't these people have vacation time? Get a new job. Everybody's texting in about the sick time and the vacation time. I don't know. I will say we have unlimited, which sounds probably crazy to people listening. Mm-hmm. That was a change a few years ago where they gave us unlimited PTO. But you see, this is what's fascinating about it. It's either one or the other. People never take it.
Yep.
Or they take it all the time.
Yep.
There's no in between.
There are no
so
in between.
I don't know what the winning combination is, but these people who have only taken off like 2 days in 9 years, you need a break.
It's not a flex.
It's not. You need a break.
Gabrielle.
You're allowed a break.
Do what you do. I mean, I guess flip a coin. I don't know.
Yeah,
take
for sure.
Take your time.
And good luck this weekend.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
You ready?
I've been ready.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
balls lost later today.
Whoops, where's my golf ball? 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, and what a day we've got planned, my friend.
I know, man. Finally. It's finally happening.
I know. We've been talking about your history with golf on this show since you came back and joined me on the mornings, how you used to caddy back in the day.
Back in the Dizzy, that was one of my first gigs.
So you've kind of been immersed in the golf world for a while.
A lot of my life.
Because of your caddying.
More than half my life, actually, now at this age.
Right. And I don't blame you, because money.
Oof. Boy, caddying is some of the best money I've ever made.
Well,
to date.
You know how much money's on a golf course? And then we show up. Let's be real. Sorry.
There goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood when we come. But it's funny because I think I manifested too much golf.
What do you mean?
I learned that I like golf when I was married. I started doing it, and then I didn't do it for like 5 years. Got back into it when the boys got a little bit older.
Yeah.
Now have my own clubs. I have my own shoes. Very into it.
You got the fits?
Yeah.
All right.
But for like 2 years, I don't think I've golfed. I didn't golf at all last summer.
Right.
And the last time was the summer before. So I feel like I'm like 2 years, and I need to get to a range or something.
Something. And we were supposed to go to a range, but we didn't get the chance.
Because you got carpal tunnel. Or whatever the hell.
Whatever's going wrong with my hand.
But fast forward, my friend Callie's always golfing. And the other day, she's at my house, and I go, "You know, I'm really sick and tired of you golfing without me." And she goes, "You golf?"
Whoa.
Like, you know, I've never been more offended.
So we're not friends.
I've asked you to golf with me, I don't know how many times, right over your head. Now you're shocked I golf. She goes, "Like, you have your own clubs?" I go, "Yeah."
She didn't take you seriously. She didn't know you had clubs.
Look, I have everything.
I'm ready to golf.
I got shoes. I'm ready. And she's like, "Oh, well, let's golf this Friday." And I can't even make this up. Her and I set up plans to golf this afternoon. And then work comes out of nowhere. We have a coworker leaving today. It's her last day.
I know, man.
We're sad.
And sad
Liz
anyway.
Says, "Who wants to golf with me on my last day?" I go, "Have I manifested too much?
Too much golf.
I'm double booked for golf, and I haven't golfed in 2 years. And all of a sudden, one day,
double booked. Who booked first?
Callie.
Oh, so you and the homie booked first.
Yeah, but I canceled with her, and I said, I got to do the work.
Oh, well, for sure. Obviously, work.
Yeah.
How soon before Liz hit us up about golf had you guys already booked plans?
Because
that's
a
wild.
Day. Maybe
that's
a,
wild.
Maybe a day apart.
The world really manifested. You want to golf? Bam, 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 bam. Golf.
Oh, Allie, you're yelling at everybody. Nobody golfs with you. Oh, yeah? Let's see how much you really want to golf.
Take this driver.
So we're golfing today, DZ. Me and you. I canceled with her. I'll golf with her later. But I'm excited to see how our little golf outing goes because it's it's a small group of us.
Let me tell you something. Hmm. Allie, first and foremost, there's no such thing as manifesting too much golf.
You're right.
No such
thing. You're right. All right. Well, we're going to have to dust off the clubs today. And I can't wait to update everybody next week as to how golf goes.
Give him a quick spit shine, bro. I'm not going to lie. I got to go clean my clubs before this round. They are dirty.
Yeah, go clean them because you're not going to lie and hips don't lie. We got a little Shakira.
My hips are going to do plenty lying later, really.
Yeah, they are. You're going to be out there, old guy on the course. Coming up next, we do have Am I the Jerk? And this one, somebody sent in on Facebook and they want to know if they're a jerk because of some damage that got done to a neighbor's car.
Wait, did I write this in?
You did not, but it's coming up after Shakira.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so this involves a neighbor's car.
Okay.
This involves a neighbor thinking that you damaged their car and you're like, "No, I didn't, and I'm not paying for it."
I'm not triggered. No, I'm not.
All right. Trevor says he's a lifelong listener, literally since the middle school bus. He said, "Allie, you're the voice of Milwaukee." No, I'm not.
You raised these boys, Allie. I raised these youngins.
I raised you, Trevor, did I?
Yeah, boy.
Now, DZ and I are the voice of Milwaukee. All right. He wants to know if he's the jerk for not directly contacting his neighbor and paying for a door ding.
A door ding?
Yeah, listen. He says, okay. "Allie and DZ, I received a passive-aggressive note on my windshield from the car next to me in the parking garage, basically accusing me of giving their car a door ding."
Mm.
"Their note mentions words like accidental and, quote, may have happened from your door, unquote. But the closing remark on the note was, I appreciate your understanding in resolving this and discussing repair costs."
Oh.
"With their cell phone number listed."
Quite direct, huh?
"That ending did not sit well with me for something as minor as a door ding with no proof I actually caused it."
Mm-hmm.
"I work in HR legal, so being petty..."
"Is your job." Got
he
it.
He said, "I wrote a full-page legal memo explaining that I will not be paying for the damages or discussing further."
Oof.
"I mean, door dings are common wear and tear, especially being in Milwaukee. I also don't believe I caused it. And now I can't be certain that I didn't leave a ding at some point. So I folded up a $10 bill with the note and signed off stating, if you do feel entitled to receive payment for such minor unproven damages, please accept this $10.
This is your compensation. Take it or leave it. Here go 10.
He said, I even took pictures of their car and couldn't see a visible ding. So, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for not contacting my neighbor and agreeing to pay for a mystery door ding?
I mean...
Love you guys! With an exclamation point, Trevor.
Trevor.
So, there is no way with no proof and some and me not even being aware that I dinged your car. I'm not paying you. You're out of your mind. How are you going to accuse somebody if you ever have the paint and everything?
Right. No, for sure. And it gets expensive quick. You think a ding is going to be 10 bucks? No.
DZ, when I lived on the east side, I parked in the garage underneath our building.
Okay.
And one day, we had assigned parking. So, like, I hit the girl's car next to me.
Your spot was your spot.
And I hit her car with my door hard. Ooh. And I left her a note. Because it was obvious.
You left her a ding.
And I felt bad. And she was like, thank you so much for leaving that. We talked. I said, I'll pay for any damage. It ended up being fine.
Okay.
It worked out. But if I didn't do it, there's no way in hell I'm leaving you a note. And if you leave this, no.
Okay, but
can you
then,
imagine you get a note like this and you're like, I didn't even touch your car.
Yeah. I wonder if there's assigned parking. Is the situation that Trevor also has assigned parking?
Must be if they're in a garage and this neighbor is convinced they did it.
Because otherwise, who else would do it? Or you were out and about, you parked in a parking lot at the store or whatever, and somebody dinged your car and you didn't notice until the next morning. You thought it was your neighbor, right? Who knows what it could have been, but Trevor... I hate to say it, I'm calling Trevor the jerk.
No, they're Trevor's being accusatory, and they don't even know if he did it.
Sure, they're being accusatory, but then there's steps you got to take because they're being accusatory and also going, hey, we could probably resolve this in a legal manner if we need to. Now, if you want to talk all that talk, you better have that walk with it, baby. I'm going to need video footage and evidence to say that you know I dinged your car.
That's right.
If you got that, my bad. But until then, I'm confronting you back. And it was too petitious. Why you put the 10 in the note, talk about, I got 10 on it.
You know why he was petitious? Because what they did was petitious. Somebody texted in and said, seriously? How do you know? How do you not know if you ding somebody's car?
That's what I'm saying.
You would know. You would absolutely know unless you're irresponsible. So if you didn't, then why are you worried about it? I wouldn't even give him the 10.
It feels weird, but I'm calling Trevor the jerk because he didn't have to go that petty. He definitely needed to confront the neighbor, but I would have done it face to face. I mean, like, why do you think it was me? What evidence do you have? This is a confrontation situation, and I'm calling him a jerk because he was... approaching it in a very petitious way.
Somebody said, I love that he rolled up the money for the guy. LOL.
See, y'all petty.
Somebody else said, sounds sus. I may have dinged the car at some point, but don't know.
But don't know? Come on, man.
Well, y'all haven't met me. Do you want to meet somebody flighty in the world?
Flighty?
I respect Trevor not knowing, because it could happen. You never know. It's like, you know, on our own, we're marching to the beat of our own drum. We're on our own planet sometimes, DZ. You know
I've never heard the word flighty in my life. You flighty.
Flighty. I'm kind of, hey. Oh,
that's us. Flighty.
How do you think I get away with it?
Let's get it
otherwise
done.
It would be sus. 414-533-1037. Who said, what is the door doing? I don't get it. I'm blind. Okay, a door ding. Like you hit someone's car with it with your door.
Yeah, a door ding. You open the door really hard and it dings the door
and
next
then you
to
have
you.
A little dent. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Trevor wrote into the show, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for basically not paying his neighbor for the car damage and ignoring it. The neighbor said, you door dinged me. I see it. And he went, no, I didn't.
You're a door dinger.
He said, I'm not contacting my neighbor, or I'm not agreeing to pay for the mystery door ding. Am I the jerk?
He folded up a 10 and gave it to him in a note back.
Sure did.
Said, if you think I did it here.
Mm-hmm. Janine's in Cudahy this morning. Hi, Janine.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think? Is Trevor the jerk for ignoring the note basically and saying I'm not paying for your damage?
Be honest.
So I was torn, but I'm gonna say jerk only because he said he may at one point and not known.
Yep.
So if he did not know at one point, who's to say he didn't do it then?
Right.
He did say, and in quote, now I can't be certain that I didn't leave a ding at some point.
Right. So he's obviously not paying attention to what he's doing.
Oh, and that right there could be admission of guilt. He said, one day, a couple weeks ago, I might have let the door slip a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're admitting guilt when you're putting some money in there. That's admission of guilt right there.
Ooh,
you're giving them $10, that's another admission of guilt.
That was being petty. That was just, that was more of an insult. insult because you know the door ding would cost way more. So here's 10 to.
Right.
It's insulting. Right. I think, the 10's insulting, but it's petty. And you know, I roll that way. So.
Could you think legally they could like take that though and be, hey, he already gave me some money because he said.
That's what I'm saying. That's, that's admitting liability.
That's what I think Janine was leaning at. Because, when she said that, I went,
HR and legal. He should know this. What? Trevor, get it together.
Sometimes the HR legals be doing the worst because they think they above the law.
Because if you're putting some money toward it legally, you're admitting liability.
You're never going to be able to prove it in a court, though. It'd be a waste of time, and he knows that, which is why he's doing it. But I get it. Janine says jerk. Thank you, Janine.
Appreciate you, Janine.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Next up, we got Amanda in Racine. She got in for Am I the Jerk?
Awesome.
What? Amanda. She's back. All right. Is Trevor a jerk, Amanda? What do you think?
I think he's not the jerk.
Ooh.
Honestly, it's pretty savage what he did. I can't lie.
I know. I'm like, mad respect.
exactly. You know, I was just a ran off, honestly. I've done that a bunch of times because people don't know how to park. I can't say I know how to drive either, but...
Oh, man. She says not the jerk because she would ding somebody's door and drive off.
Run off on your neighbor.
I have.
On your neighbor.
I've opened the door. Yeah. I've opened the door and... Oh, whoops, ding, let me just run away. This didn't happen. I'm pretending this did not happen.
Right. She just has the blinders on. Nope.
Oh, my gosh. All right, but Amanda says not the jerk. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. We're split down the middle now. All right, Amanda, you have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Don't have your baby. You're about to pop. She's due any day now.
Any day now, for real.
All right, so now we need a tiebreaker, and we got Rico on the phone in Milwaukee. Rico, what's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing?
Good, papa. Wepa. Buenos dias. Talk to us.
Trevor a jerk? What do we think?
I don't think he's a jerk. Because what does this other guy have? Candid cameras surrounding his car and every time he parks it?
Maybe.
I mean, you know, any time that I've ever gone to Pick and Save, you know, I could have said, oh, the person next to me dinged my door. But I don't know if it was them or the person that parked after them. You know? But if anything, I wouldn't have gave the guy $2. I would have gave him a penny for his thoughts of how he's going to fix it.
Even more petitious than the last.
I knew my people would show up today. I knew you guys would come. Ah, people.
I mean, it's just kind of petty, you know. There's so many people that try to be Karens to get money for every little ding in their car that they think somebody else did.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I do think unless you have proof, you got a lot of nerve sending someone a note saying, you damaged my car. Give me a break.
Yeah, unless he's sitting out in the nest out there hovering above watching this guy's every move, I don't think he's going to be able to prove that he put a dent in his car.
Right.
It's got to be unequivocal, and I don't think it is.
Well,
no,
Rico,
there's none.
You rounded it out. It's not the jerk. Trevor is allowed to just move on with his life according to this jury.
Exactly.
My drop, Rico. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Rico.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too, man. Peace.
So many texts. Somebody said Rico gets MVP for being petty. Some people see that as a nice award.
Yeah.
Somebody else said jerk. His reaction was ridiculous. A normal person would have just ignored the note if they didn't do it.
Thank you for some. Whoever said that, I appreciate you.
Well, either way, he's not the jerk according to these people. Maybe Facebook, it'll be different later.
It's been decided. Y'all gonna have to check back and see.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Now we're putting the DMs on blast. Did I get blocked?
I don't know, did you?
DZ, I block people. They don't block me.
I know. I've told you to block people too.
I've never been blocked, and I'm not sure if I am blocked. That's what's so wild about this.
So talk to me. What happened?
Okay, so you know I had the sneaky link, and that was the only person I was seeing, and then I stopped seeing him, and I hadn't seen him since like April.
Right.
It's almost June.
And I remember nothing bad happened. Nothing. It's just like y'all had talked and then just not talked anymore.
Him and I are very cordial. There's no drama. Yeah. There's no... It's
your
fine.
Situation has worked.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And I've known him for about 4 years. And if I ever write him a text, he responds, even if he can't get together, no matter what.
He hits you back.
Always.
Okay.
I don't always hit him back. He always writes back. No, even if it's no, I can't.
Uh-huh.
So this was out of character when I texted him and received nothing. That was the first red flag. And I went, well, that's weird because I hadn't talked to him in over a month.
Okay.
And so it looks like I reached out on, I was out on a Saturday night, it looks like.
Okay.
And I said, what's going on?
What you doing?
Yeah. And then I moved on with my life, and I never heard a thing. And I looked back later, and I realized the text was green.
Oh, and he got, oh, and he's got an
Where
iPhone.
And
he's
it said,
got an iPhone for sure.
And he
sure.
has an iPhone. It says, sent his text message. So I went, well, that's weird. But then I moved on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Hit him up on my birthday.
Okay.
Hey.
What you doing? What hey, big head.
Came up green.
Again?
Green.
Again.
Again. Again. And I went, am I blocked? What? And
then
I came to work and I looked at DZ and I go, well, I block people all the time, but I've never been blocked. And if I actually had feelings for this guy, I'd be distraught right now. I mean, I thank God I don't like this guy for more than a friend.
You looked at me for confirmation, and I don't know. I was like, I think it comes up iPhone to iPhone. When you block somebody iPhone, it sends as green because it doesn't actually go through.
It still says sent as text message, though, right. Which is what confused me.
Right.
Because the first time it was green, I thought, he's out of town. He doesn't have service. He's something, something. Who cares?
Does he travel for work?
No.
Okay.
But he travels.
But he travels. Okay. So he might have been
I don't
somewhere.
Even know if he works. Oh, this is why I don't want to date this guy. Okay. Jeez. I don't even know what this guy does. No, I know what he does.
Sure,
but
sure.
He's, you know, but I thought two in a row that went green.
That's odd.
So I'm just saying.
Unless he switched to Android out of nowhere. Now he's team Android.
Right. And that occurred to me, but I went, no, he always writes back.
And he'd still hit you back though.
Do you think he, and then why did he block me?
Gene,
like
to keep it a buck with you, just fam
tell me
to fam,
the truth.
I think you're blocked. Yes.
Why?
I genuinely
Nothing
think
happened.
You're blocked.
I don't understand. We literally didn't even talk. It was like always cordial, except for I just didn't respond at the end of April, which wasn't out of the ordinary for me.
Fellas, do I tell her?
Tell me. I'm pushing the chair.
Fellas, should I tell her?
Tell me. Wait, wait. Okay, this is, okay, is he in a relationship or something? What am I missing?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the truth.
Low key.
He blocked me because I'm one of his sneaky links, probably.
If in any crazy world
yeah.
that you get blocked for no reason, it's got nothing to do with you. Last thing y'all talked about was a good conversation.
Everything.
He's now in a relationship. And he is just cutting all loose ends.
He
is Andre 3000 in the international players out.
I didn't think this guy had it in him, though. I thought this guy was an F-boy. That's why I would be shocked.
Don't never say never. Never say never.
You're right. People can change.
I think he's in a relationship.
And he just blocked me to just make it easy so there would be no contact and no temptation, I should say.
Everybody else.
Right.
Not just you. This is in every extra situation.
Every girl.
Because now
he's
got a girlfriend.
Anyone he was seeing
or
is
a
blocked.
Boyfriend. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Honestly, though.
That's the only thing I can come up with. But even then, I go, we didn't even just, we had no drama.
There was nothing to say, though. And it was a lot easier because knowing that sometimes you'll just randomly text or he'll randomly text you, he went, listen, I'm not trying to be in bed with my lady.
And then Allie hits me up.
At 3 a.m., what you doing, big head? And she had, no.
You're
He's actually doing a very intelligent and commendable, respectable thing. He's cutting
all
loose ends.
I'm shocked if that's the case. This guy has surprised me in a positive way. Good for him. And I'm glad I didn't have feelings for him because I stand by that. If it was somebody I had feelings for, I would be really upset right now. Now I'm like, the block is for real.
Woof.
The block is offensive.
What else could it be? What other reason could he have blocked you for, honestly?
I can't think of anything because there was no drama. And somebody wrote and said, didn't you ignore his text last month? Yes, and it's not uncommon.
I forgot about that.
But,
no, hold on.
But
maybe
that's
he's,
why. Ooh, no, because I'm telling you, I have not. I told you, our banter, it's not uncommon for him to reach out. If me not say anything, but he's always responds if I text him.
Maybe he got tired of that, Allie.
Maybe
he got tired of being the sneaky link and he wanted some more title.
Everybody's saying this guy got a girlfriend. And somebody else said, Allie, maybe he blocked you because he's in a relationship. Now, that's all we can come up with. And I said repeatedly, I would never take this guy seriously.
Up until that last text, because sometimes fellas get fed up with being, second fiddle. Sometimes you're like, man, how come I'm always the one texting, bro? Man, forget that.
Oh,
We like to be shown attention back too.
I don't think this guy would care.
I've known this guy for
4 years. I really don't think he would care.
You think? You don't know.
You're right.
He might have started caring, or he's got a girlfriend.
He's got to have a girlfriend.
He's got to be a girlfriend.
And then he just blocked anyone that he played around with.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's my say so. Yeah.
All right. Well, then maybe the mystery is solved, but it's green. Should I send one more just to see?
Let's find out.
Who cares? What do I write? Hey?
Did you block me?
Hi, did you block me?
Not even hi. Did you block me?
I'll just...
Blue?
No, is it blue? Wait.
Did he unblock you?
No.
Uh-oh, this got awkward.
Now this really got awkward.
This got really awkward.
Wait, it's... What? What does that mean? It's blue.
It means you're unblocked.
Wait, it's blue now. Wait, but it doesn't say delivered.
I have no idea what's going on anymore.
No, I wish I didn't do that. Oops. Oh, shoot.
I was never here.
Nope. It's green.
I was never. Oh. Nah, yeah, you know you're blocked.
You guys, I'm
you're blocked. And it took a minute to send green to you're blocked.
You know what? Give this guy an award. The first man that ever blocked me. This is impressive.
Shout out to this man.
What the hell?
I respect it.
All right. Well, somebody said maybe he heard you on the radio say you ignored him intentionally. Again, I don't think he cares.
Do we have any other theories as to why you might have been blocked? Because I think that's not a question. You're definitely blocked. But why?
Yeah.
What's the theories?
I don't know. But I don't know. 414-533-1037. I see all the texts and the theories. Why did I get blocked?
Let's find out. What do you think? Why did Allie get blocked? Let's talk about
it. Oh, my. All right. I'll talk to you next. Somebody said you should just call him instead. No, thank you.
I like that, actually. Why not?
Ew.
Why not just call him?
We've never called.
Why not just call
him? We don't talk on the phone.
What's
we
wrong
text.
With that?
No, we text.
Oh, fine. No, fine.
You don't talk on the phone with sneaky links and people you don't take seriously. Ew. No.
My bad. I'm unfamiliar.
That's how people catch feelings. You haven't dated in 15 years.
Exactly.
I forgot, DZ.
Bruh, man, me and my wife have been together since the end of high school.
Phone talking's feeling stuff. No, people.
Copy that.
If you missed Dumpster Fire Dating, I said, I think I got blocked for the first time ever because I hadn't talked to this guy in like a month and I hit him up and it went green. I hit him up again. It was green again and it kept saying, send his text messages.
Awkward.
So then we decided, well, we're just going to do our own little investigation.
So we blocked one another.
Southside Sean wrote in and said, have DZ text him and ask if Allie's blocked.
Give me the number. Say I won't.
Would you really?
Say I won't.
Let's do it.
Say I won't.
What do I care?
I genuinely don't care.
I'm literally
And
writing,
I'm going to tell him who I am, too.
Don't you dare. Just write hi and nothing, because I want to see what it looks like when you text him. I want to see if it comes up green like mine or if it comes up blue. So I'm going to write, this is crazy. And you know what?
But yes, you know what? Just say his number on air and everybody can text
him. Shut up. I know.
Oh, no. We're not taking that approach.
Okay. Let me make sure I got the right number. This is the number.
All right.
And so send that number a text and tell me if it comes up green like mine, because we were trying
414. You see Allie's face?
Don't you dare. I'll freak out. Don't you dare. Somebody said, call on air. It'd be great on the air. You guys are out of your mind.
I would absolutely love to, but you know Allie would never. She'd be mortified.
A lot of people think he got a girlfriend, which is fine, because I said at least I didn't have any feelings for this guy, because I would be so upset if this was someone I really had feelings for, because I've never been blocked by someone I like.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. Before I even send it, I can show you that my message is coming up blue. It wants to send it to an iPhone.
Send it.
I'll send it.
Send it. I don't care. What's he going to do? Get mad at me?
Let's see what happens. Oh, it delivered, baby. You blocked.
Stop. It delivered.
Okay. It delivered.
So go ahead and block it if you want to.
I'm delivered. I'm going to unsend because I don't know that guy. I'm going to delete it.
Somebody said
I already lost it.
Oh, God.
Whoops. You definitely blocked, bro.
I am so blocked, you guys. It went through on your phone.
No question. No hesitation. No hesitation. Yes, iPhone to iPhone. Buckets. iPhone to iPhone. Sent. iPhone to iPhone. Delivered.
He blocked me. This
oh, you're blocked. You're blocked.
I almost want to say nicely played. Like, I have no response to this. I don't even know what to say. Somebody said, I think you care, girl. No. I mean, obviously I know him, but I'm not like in my feelings about this. I'm more shocked
that it happened. It's the shock that it happened, not the fact that it happened.
DZ texted him and it went through. I cannot process this.
Y'all said I wouldn't. Y'all think I'm not. Bruh, I texted him. It went through.
Somebody said maybe he got sick of being played. I was not playing him. No.
If he got sick of anything, he got sick of having to be the one to always respond. That's what he got sick of. Bruh,
I don't think so.
Dudes start to not like that sometimes, man.
If you don't have feelings for this guy, why are we spending so much time on this? Because I've never been blocked and I'm fascinated by this whole scenario right now. I'm like, what? Somebody said, plot twist, he didn't realize Allie ghosted him because he already blocked her. That's from Brittany.
Brittany Smart.
Bella said, happy first block day, Allie.
That's the way to do it.
Well, thank you for helping me solve this crime.
Wow. What a dumpster fire.
What is a dumpster fire at best? Okay, thanks. Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And we are just putting it out there because some people need a little bit of a trigger warning. We are about to talk about domestic violence and we are about to talk about Cassie and Diddy. Right. And it's been a very big story on social media since last weekend. We haven't mentioned it once because I wanted a professional in here when we did talk about it because I've been on this show for 20 years. And let me tell you, there's probably been some really stupid stuff said in society that cannot be said anymore when we talk about these things. I feel like people need education.
Yeah.
I feel like people need to know what to say and what not to say.
Yep.
So, DZ, I invited my friend Angela Mancuso from the Women's Center, the executive director. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Good morning.
You know, we haven't even mentioned the video. So first, I mean, DZ and I haven't, we've discussed off the air, but I was disturbed. I couldn't unsee it. If you have seen the video, then you know what I'm talking about, but it's, I'm not going to get into details, but it's Cassie trying to leave Diddy in a hotel and he basically comes and drags her back after he assaults her. And it's, I'm like, I'm getting upset even talking about what happens in the video. So a lot of people were angry.
A lot of people.
Obviously, because
rightfully so.
For years, she was made fun of for saying Diddy had abused her and said she was trying to money grab and all these things.
Called a liar, all that.
And when I host our Sunday morning show on the station with local nonprofits, I've talked to Angela quite a few times, especially during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Right, Angela?
You have, yes.
And she's given me so much knowledge, DZ, on what to say and what not to say to people, because that's what the kind of things we need. So, you know, this is a perfect example of why you don't say, why didn't you leave? Right, Angela?
Right.
She's trying to leave in this video.
Yes.
That's the first point I want to touch on, because I know people hear that a lot when they're in domestic violence situations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say for survivors out there, it's, the video is extremely triggering and you don't have to watch it.
No.
No.
You don't. I mean, nobody has to watch it. It is very upsetting and disturbing, and we shouldn't need to see something like that to believe a survivor who's been been talking about it and coming forward, which takes a lot for someone to do, so
Angela, I was on the air when the Rihanna picture came out. DZ, you probably worked in the building then too.
I remember.
And it was a lot. And
it was,
how different is it now from when Chris Brown assaulted her to what we saw with Diddy and Cassie?
I mean, and so for the recent information that's come out right now. So the difference was, I remember there was so much victim blaming and shaming of Rihanna. I mean, celebrities, her peers, her
everybody.
You know, everyone was really critical of her. She was called stupid for going back to him. I mean, like real severe victim shaming and blaming, and which was, you know, created a lot of conversation and talking points. So fast forward all these years, what we have noticed, at least with Cassie right now, is there's seemingly less victim blaming and shaming. So what did we figure out? It was 15 years-ish ago from Rihanna.
Rihanna was about 15 years ago.
Well, and then the video with Diddy and Cassie is from about 2016. So even that is coming up on almost 10 years,
Like,
The fact that we're just now seeing this in 2024 leads you to believe what else? What else has been covered up,
Yeah, it's sad.
That's right. That's right. And how frustrating for, you know, survivors who are, I mean,
they want people to believe them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't even know if she was even aware that this video existed.
I think she was,
Great point.
Like, she knew,
I don't know. When it came out.
We know that he paid to have it, he paid for it to disappear.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Right?
Yeah,
paid for it from the hotel, from
you
the
know what
entity,
I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, he even dropped a couple dollars for the USB, but somehow, some way, this video came out, was surfaced online. I don't know if she knew this video was coming out.
I don't either.
I genuinely don't think she knew.
Well, she released a statement finally yesterday. yesterday and broke her silence after the abuse footage surfaced with Diddy. And she said, I will always be recovering from my past. Mm-hmm. She said, my only ask is that everyone open your heart to believing victims the first time. Mm-hmm. And she's right. And Angela, she's said it
right. That's right.
I can see even when I see stories on Instagram, people are not victim blaming like they did with Rihanna. It's a lot different now.
Yeah.
It's this is why people don't leave. This is why, you know, you shouldn't do this. Yeah.
Now, perhaps if he had not already, you know, have all these other allegations that have come up recently against him, and it was just domestic violence with her and, you know, the video.
Do you think he would have gotten away with it?
Potentially. I mean, he has gotten away with it for this long. And the thing, when individual, you know, the other thing that's troubling about this and really any high profile or regular people like us is how many people knew about it. You know, it's like how many people knew about Harvey Weinstein, how many people knew about Jeffrey Epstein, how many people knew about you know, Bill, and how many people knew about this?
Yeah. Make the list. Wait, how many people knew about everything?
Exactly, right?
What do you say to the people that knew? I mean, what do you even say to the people that don't want to get involved?
Isn't that part of the trauma too?
Part of the problem.
Yeah. I mean, so the I guess the more direct side of advocacy, the advocate in me would say you're complicit in the crime and the victimization. If you are looking the other way and you know
someone's being abused,
someone is being harmed, violated and abused, you're complicit. Mm-hmm. And then conversely, it's, you know, you don't want to violate what the victim survivor is experiencing, because if they are not ready for various reasons, this goes back to your first question, like why would someone stay? If they're not ready, and someone's like, I know, I'm going to just step in and
I got to do something, something.
I'll save you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, that's the kind of thought that we want, but you have to go about it in a really thoughtful, safe way, because you don't want to put your friend, family member, loved one in further danger.
It's Angela Mancuso from the Women's Center in to talk about the Diddy Cassie video, because I'm tired of just coming on the air and talking about this and saying we're mad about it. But I wanted Angela to come in and share some ways that can bring awareness, tell people how to deal with things like this, or to help people who have been triggered by it. What were you going to say,
Angela? Just, I guess, a few quick things. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. Obviously, this is an important conversation. Something Ali mentioned when we hadn't spoken about this yet was, we're just going to get on air and be mad and then talk our gripe, trash this man, rightfully so, move on with our lives. Mm-hmm. But having you here, having people that understand what people are going through and also know the resources, right? You were just speaking on what if that person isn't ready, the person going through the cycle of abuse, whether it be psychological, physical, emotional, right? Mm-hmm. How do you approach? Having your expertise here is valuable because how do you approach the scenario in the Diddy situation or in any other, whether it be regular degulars like us, right? Just going through our day.
Where you know someone's getting abused.
Right. When we we know we hear something, say something, and we don't want to be complicit. Nobody in life ever wants to be shouldn't say never, but the goal is to never be complicit. But when you're complicit and realize it and you want to stop it, how do you approach the situation? Because it's delicate. Mm-hmm. How do you go about talking to somebody and going, hey, I'd like to step in.
What do I do now?
Can I?
Yep.
Should I? Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Right?
Where are you with this? Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, and thank you for bringing that up, because, you know, we talk about conversations like this happen when there's a high profile or a celebrity. That's when we talk about it. It becomes sensationalized, and then also everyone's talking about domestic violence. But then in reality, there are Cassies all around us every day.
People are listening. Yeah,
they're all around us. Mm-hmm. They're in the grocery store, they're next to you in the church. There are people who are being harmed and abused all around us in everyday life. Yeah. So, and that's why the Women's Center exists. So, I mean, what you would say or consider saying if you see someone in your life might be going through an abusive situation, you know, approach them and say, hey, thinking about you. Are you okay? I've noticed, let's say it's a bruise, a cut. You've missed 2 weeks of work. You know, any sort of pattern of behavior that may not be you know, that might be out of the ordinary is just, you know, approach, like, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. And you want to be real mindful about not passing judgment. So, mm-hmm. because...
That's a big one that I learned from Angela was, like, be very yes. careful what you're saying.
How could you let this happen? Yeah. Yeah. Why? What's wrong with you?
Right. Don't ever say any of those
things.
Or you
know what you should do. So, should
that's a
is
good
profanity
one.
In supporting, is, like, the profane terminology when
don't
you're trying to
that.
Support somebody, because it's, like, that's passing judgment, right?
I get
so, you know
that.
What you should do? You should just pack up and leave.
Don't say that.
Well, it's like, sure. Yeah, it's like, it's super easy. I mean, it's not.
It's not. And we saw that in the Cassie video
exactly.
that you can't just pack up and leave.
There's
you
a
know?
Lot of should, ain't there?
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
so it's, you know,
language is a big,
yes.
I think language, that's one of the things I learned
right.
talking to Angela over the years from the Women's Center is that language matters when you're mm-hmm. talking to someone who's either a survivor of domestic violence or going through it.
It's huge.
And that's a big one right there. Don't say you should or why didn't you, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of survivors in trying to leave may have tried a lot of strategies already, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, so reasons why someone might stay in an abusive relationship. Well, first of all, they might love this person, their partner. Maybe they have children together, family together, a long history together. Often victims want the violence and abuse to end, not necessarily the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and to leave mm-hmm. An abusive situation is a process. It's not an event. It doesn't mm-hmm. happen like I'm just going to run home and pack. I mean, that can happen sometimes, but most often, consistently, it doesn't because mm-hmm. there's so many other factors that weigh in. There could be economic factors. Mm-hmm. It could be religious and cultural
right.
factors. Mm-hmm. It could be pressure from friends, family. Like I said, faith-based community.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not for anybody outside of that victim's life mm-hmm. to make the judgment statement. Victims and survivors know themselves better than anybody else, and they know their situation better than anybody mm-hmm. else.
True.
Because often, abusers are presenting publicly, outward-facing, as loving, charming, you know, equals partners. That's why a lot of times people aren't believed, because they're mm-hmm. like, well, I never saw him.
Yeah,
they're surprised.
Him or her or
what?
Exactly.
He's so nice in public.
Exactly.
But honestly,
I mean,
I don't know. I can't speak for anyone, but I can think of a situation where I knew an abuser who was nice to everyone
that's
out
right.
in public.
Yeah.
But the second they're in their house, they're
a
like
switch.
A monster.
Some abusers are very charming, savvy. I mean, I think mm-hmm. most people have some image in their head of what an abuser is or who they are. And it's like, well, no, it. You know, insert your face here.
It could be anyone. And it's not all physical, which
exactly.
we didn't even get to that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
we're talking about the Cassie Diddy video
right.
and just how to deal with domestic violence and ways to have more awareness and how to talk to the people in your life who are going through it or did go through it. But
right.
other, it's not just physical.
Right,
emotional
right.
abuse,
verbal, sexual assault,
mm-hmm.
financial abuse is also a big component.
Man.
Listen, her
yeah.
and I have talked about the financial abuse, and when I've interviewed her, Angela
what?
From the Women's Center, people don't
wow.
realize how much control is used with money, right,
that's
Angela?
Right. That's right. Yeah, I mean, like, so in 2020, 2021, with COVID, all the stimulus checks, a
yeah.
lot of abusers took
their checks.
Victim stimulus checks, have them signed over. Some
mm-hmm.
some victims have never been allowed to work outside of the home. Some have never been allowed to have a credit card or have cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and you know, no credit is worse than bad credit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when someone's trying to
and then they
start
leave,
their life over.
And
yep.
they can't DZ because
yep.
they have no financial like history because it's been controlled by the abuser.
They've been
yeah.
conned for how many
mm-hmm.
years?
That's right. Yeah, they're a victim.
Straight victims,
yeah.
man. And again, being sensitive in the verbiage and how you
that's
approach
right.
it and the way you talk to them and massage the situation, but
isn't it wild?
Wow.
It's all about power and control. I mean, and so money
is a big
is
power
where,
and control.
It can be
hence,
where power and control is.
Look at Diddy.
Yeah.
I mean, look how Diddy,
yeah, no
you know,
kidding.
Some
yeah.
of these people getting away and someone like Cassie, I can't imagine how intimidating. Your abuser is way more
right.
powerful and has way more money than you.
Well, and
you
the
know?
Influence
right.
that he had over her career as a whole, let's be honest. I mean,
she was a singer.
Right.
My
right.
goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
and you're 19. You know, she's 19, and
right.
you're,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of talking coming at you, right? And people
mm-hmm.
telling you what you should and should not do. And it's, I mean, here's the thing: is like we shouldn't have to go through life expecting to be abused,
mm-hmm.
right?
You know, and then tolerating
mm-hmm.
the abuse. But
mm-hmm.
that's sort of the culture that has been set up, and that's
mm-hmm.
what has to change. I mean, this video. the Ray Rice video, Rihanna, and, you know, everything in between. It's mm-hmm. like, what is it going to take?
Right. How much more of this do we have to see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we think that we don't want to believe victims coming forward because, false allegations?
People I can tell you that nasty.
2 to 10, only 2 to 10% of domestic abuse and sexual assault allegations are ever proven to be false.
False.
Two to 10%?
Correct. So, and 10% is being generous, by the way. So,
right.
You know, so yeah, it's, so there's that component. When we're talking mm-hmm. about 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4.
Is that what the statistic
right.
is?
And that's reported data. So that's you
think
know,
think of how many aren't reported.
Oh, well, I mean, come on. We know the per capita of, in any field, the amount reported is never the amount mm-hmm. that it actually happens
correct.
At. It's never
that's
the correct
right.
rate.
That's right.
Yep. And men are 1 in 4.
That's right. Yeah.
Men can be abused just like women can.
Absolutely.
Emotionally,
physically, verbally, and physically.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So
that's
it's you know, violence and abuse, sexual assault is non-denominational, non-political, mm-hmm. All socioeconomic.
Yep.
It literally can be anyone.
Anyone.
Exactly. And domestic violence is all about exercising power and control over mm-hmm. another. And that's, I mean, what's the mm-hmm. the Diddy cat. It's,
yeah.
It's just so exposed.
It is.
Then,
and it's,
you know,
it's,
with the,
this is it. We're seeing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And then when you throw in money, mm-hmm. you know, and then some power and clout, it's
not good.
Exactly. It's a lot, but it just, what is it going to take? So it yeah. needs these kinds of conversations.
Yeah. Yes.
But you know, mm-hmm. but I would love, I mean, of course, 15 years ago, I would have loved to have thought that all the conversation around Rihanna and Chris Brown was going to help change things. You know, it's
you want to be positive, but
right.
you want to see. We need way more change.
But, I mean, believe survivors first.
Amen.
First and foremost.
Amen.
Because if we could reverse the model and hold the abusers and perpetrators accountable,
yep.
instead of saying to the victim, you know, well, what did you do to upset him?
That part.
What were you wearing when you were assaulted? Were you drinking? You know, it's always
these
we're asking those questions instead
crazy.
Of why did you do it? Hey, mm-hmm. perpetrator, abuser, why did you make those choices? Which,
yep.
by the way, violence, using violence in response to not getting your way, not, you know, not being able to cope, is mm-hmm. a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
You can't just snap. You don't just snap
yeah.
and
yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. Sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conscious decision. It's neurologically implausible.
Ooh, boy.
Lay it down. Lay the knowledge down.
Now,
Angela, I'm so glad you came in. We're running out of time. What were you going to say?
I was
going to
say, I do realize, I wish we could keep this conversation going.
This is an intense conversation, though, that needed to be had. So thank you, Angela, for coming in from the Women's Center. Yes, DZ.
But as far as being intense and as far as anybody inspired or just feeling like they need more information, help, mm-hmm. assistance, resources, where's a place and the best place to start?
Sure. I mean, so there, if you know, if you are comfortable talking to friends and family coming forward, however, there is the Women's Center, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. So we have a 24-hour hotline, which is 262-542-3828.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on social as well, but our hotline, 24 hours a day, anybody can call, a friend, a family member, a grandparent, you know, whoever mm-hmm. it is. If you want to ask questions, how to support the survivor in your life, if you are a survivor yourself and you just have questions, you don't have to be ready to leave, or you can be ready to leave. It's
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, we're there to work with you and support you on your choices, your decisions, and your autonomy, because it is about you as the survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of resources. We have a shelter. We have advocates to talk with you in
and
Milwaukee.
Just guidance.
Yep. And then also Sojourner is another good resource. That's 414-933-2722. Also a 24-hour hotline. But you can call confidentially as well. So
and
it's really just...
Yep. Friends and family can call
right.
if they want help. Like you asked, DZ,
right.
what do we say to someone if
yep.
we don't want to be complicit when we know someone's being abused in any form? You call and then you can get it.
That's
they
right.
can guide you or give you advice.
And we just want people to know you don't deserve it.
No.
You do not deserve it. And there are resources and places and people to help you.
Mm-hmm. And you are the victim. Yeah. Because victims get gaslit and, you know, all kinds
absolutely.
Of things. So much
yeah.
abuse, mental and physical and emotional and verbal.
Re-victimized. That's
re-victimized.
Right.
And yeah. Yes. Wow. Angela, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you.
I know it's the long weekend, but like I told DZ, I said, there are going to be people have to go home this weekend who are in these situations. So we're not going to stop talking about it. I wanted Angela to come on and give some guidance because enough of this. Yeah, of course, we're angry about the Diddy video and everyone should be, but we got to do something else and make a change and help the people in need. Yes.
You said it perfect. What? Ali said, you think domestic violence is going to stop on the weekend?
Huh. You want to go to barbecue?
You think it's going to stop for the barbecue?
No. Nah. You think because you get the weekend off, somebody else gets to go? No. And it gives me goosebumps because it's just upsetting. So thank you, Angela. You're welcome anytime.
Oh, thank you.
And this needs to be talked about.
So. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, I am.
Thanks
glad
for
too.
Helping raise awareness.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, and we are just putting it out there because some people need a little bit of a trigger warning. We are about to talk about domestic violence, and we are about to talk about Cassie and Diddy, and it's been a very big story on social media since last weekend. We haven't mentioned it once because I wanted a professional in here when we did talk about it, because I've been on this show for 20 years, and let me tell you, there's probably been some really stupid stuff said in society that cannot be said anymore. When we talk about these things, I feel like people need education.
Yeah.
I feel like people need to know what to say and what not to say.
Yep.
So, DZ, I invited my friend Angela Mancuso from the Women's Center, the executive director. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we haven't even mentioned the video. So first, I mean, DZ and I haven't, we've discussed off the air, but I was disturbed. I couldn't unsee it. If you have seen the video, then you know what I'm talking about, but it's, I'm not going to get into details, but it's Cassie trying to leave Diddy in a hotel, and he basically comes and drags her back after he assaults her, and it's, I get upset even talking about what happens in the video. So a lot of people were angry.
A lot of people.
Obviously, because
rightfully so.
For years, she was made fun of for saying Diddy had abused her and said she was trying to money grab and all these things.
Called a liar, all that.
And when I host our Sunday morning show on the station with local nonprofits, I've talked to Angela quite a few times, especially during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Right, Angela?
You have, yes.
And she's given me so much knowledge, DZ, on what to say and what not to say to people, because that's what the kind of things we need. So, you know, this is a perfect example of why you don't say, why didn't you leave? Right, Angela?
Right.
She's trying to leave in this video.
Yes.
That's the first point I want to touch on, because I know people hear that a lot when they're in domestic violence situations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say for survivors out there, the video is extremely triggering and you don't have to watch it.
No.
No.
You don't.
I mean, nobody has to watch it. Mm-hmm. It is very upsetting and disturbing, and we shouldn't need to see something like that to believe a survivor who's been talking about it and coming forward, which takes a lot for someone to do,
Angela, I was on the air when the Rihanna picture came out. DZ, you probably worked in the building then too.
I remember.
Yeah, and it was a lot.
It was.
How different is it now from when Chris Brown assaulted her to what we saw with Diddy and Cassie?
Yeah, I mean, and so for the recent information that's come out right now. So the difference was, I remember there was so much victim blaming and shaming of Rihanna. I mean, celebrities, her peers, her
everyone was
really critical of her. She was called stupid for going back to him. I mean, like real severe victim shaming and blaming, and which was, you know, created a lot of conversation and talking points. So fast forward all these years, what we have noticed, at least with Cassie right now, is there's seemingly less victim blaming and shaming. So what did we figure out? It was 15 years-ish ago from Rihanna. Yeah.
Rihanna was about 15 years ago,
Well, and then this, the video with Diddy and Cassie is from about 2016, right? So even that is coming up on almost 10 years, right?
Like,
The fact that we're just now seeing this in 2024 leads you to believe, what else? What else has been covered up, right?
Yeah, it's sad.
That's right. That's right. And how frustrating for, survivors who are, I mean, she...
They want people to believe them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if she was even aware that this video existed.
I think she was,
great
right?
Point.
Like, she knew,
I don't know. When it came out...
We know that he paid to have it... He paid for it to disappear.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right? Yeah,
paid for it from the hotel, from
you
the
know what
entity,
I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, he even dropped a couple dollars for the USB, but somehow, some way, this video came out, was surfaced online. I don't know if she knew this video
either.
Was coming out.
I don't either.
I genuinely don't think she knew.
Well, she released a statement finally yesterday and broke her silence after the abuse footage surfaced with Diddy, and she said, "I will always be recovering from my past." She said, "My only ask is that everyone open your heart to believing victims the first time." And she's right. And Angela,
she's
you said it
right. That's right.
I can see, even when I see stories on Instagram, people are not victim blaming like they did with Rihanna. It's a lot different now.
Yeah,
it's
not,
a lot of this is why people
much,
don't leave. This is why, you know, you shouldn't do this. Yeah.
Now, perhaps if he had not already, you know, have all these other allegations that have come up recently against him, and it was just domestic violence with her and, you know, the video.
Do you think he would have gotten away with it?
Potentially. I mean, he has gotten away with it for this long. And here's the thing, the other thing that's troubling about this and really any high profile or regular people like us is... how many people knew about it? You know, it's like, how many people knew about Harvey Weinstein? How many people knew about Jeffrey Epstein? How many people knew about you know, Bill, and how many people knew about this?
Yeah. Make the list. Wait, how many people knew about everything,
exactly, right?
Exactly, right. What do you say to the people that knew? I mean, what do you even say to the people that don't want to get involved?
Isn't that part of the trauma, too?
It's part of the problem.
Yeah. I mean, so the I guess the more direct side of advocacy, the advocate in me would say you're complicit in the crime and the victimization. If you are looking the other way and you know
someone's being abused,
someone is being harmed, violated and abused, you're complicit. Mm-hmm. And then conversely, it's, you know, you don't want to violate what the victim survivor is experiencing, because if they are not ready for various reasons, this goes back to your first question, like why would someone stay? If they're not ready, and someone's like, I know, I'm going to just step in and
I got to do something, something.
I'll save you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, that's the kind of thought that we want, but you have to go about it in a really thoughtful, safe way, because you don't want to put your friend, family member, loved one in further danger.
It's Angela Mancuso from the Women's Center in to talk about the Diddy Cassie video, because I'm tired of just coming on the air and talking about this and saying we're mad about it. But I wanted Angela to come in and share some ways that can bring awareness, tell people how to deal with things like this, or to help people who have been triggered by it. What were you going to say, DZ?
Angela, just I guess a few quick things. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. Obviously, this is an important conversation. Something Ali mentioned when we hadn't spoken about this yet was, we're just going to get on air and be mad and then talk our gripe, trash this man, rightfully so, move on with our lives. Mm-hmm. But having you here, having people that understand what people are going through and also know the resources, right? You were just speaking on, what if that person isn't ready? The person going through the cycle of abuse, whether it be psychological, physical, emotional, right? Mm-hmm. How do you approach? Having your expertise here is valuable because how do you approach the scenario in the Diddy situation or in any other, whether it be regular degulars like us, right, just going through our day,
where you know someone's getting abused,
right, when we know we the hear something, say something, and we don't want to be complicit. Nobody in life ever wants to be shouldn't say never, but the goal is to never be complicit. But when you're complicit and realize it and you want to stop it, how do you approach the situation, because it's delicate? How do you go about talking to somebody and going, hey, I'd like to step in.
What do I do now?
Can I?
Yep.
Should I? Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Right?
Where are you with this? Right. Yeah. So, I mean, and thank you for bringing that up, because, you know, we talk about conversations like this happen when there's a high profile or a celebrity. That's when we talk about it. It becomes sensationalized. And then also everyone's talking about domestic violence. But then in reality, there are Cassies all around us every day.
People that's listening, yeah.
They're all around us. Mm-hmm. They're in the grocery store. They're next to you in the church. There are people who are being harmed and abused all around us in everyday life. Yeah. So, and that's why the Women's Center exists. So, I mean, what you would say or consider saying if you see someone in your life might be going through an abusive situation, you know, approach them and say, hey, thinking about you. Are you okay? I've noticed, let's say it's a bruise, a cut. You've missed 2 weeks of work. You know, any sort of pattern of behavior that may not be, you know, that might be out of the ordinary is just, you know, approach, like, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. And you want to be real mindful about not passing judgment. So, because...
That's a big one that I learned from Angela, was like, be very careful what you're saying.
How could you let this happen? Yeah. Why? What's wrong with you?
Don't ever say any of those
things. Or you
things.
Know what you should do. So, should
that's a
is
good
profanity
one.
In supporting, is like the profane terminology when you're trying to support somebody, because it's like, that's passing judgment, right?
I get
you know
that.
What you should do? You should just pack up and leave.
Don't say that.
Well, it's like, sure. Yeah, it's like, it's super easy. I mean, it's not.
It's not. And we saw that in the Cassie video,
exactly.
That you can't just pack up and leave.
There's
a
lot of should, ain't there?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, so it's, you know,
language is a big, I think language, that's one of the things I learned talking to Angela over the years from the Women's Center, is that language matters when you're talking to someone who's either a survivor of domestic violence or going through it.
It's huge.
And that's a big one right there. Don't say you should or why didn't you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of survivors in trying to leave may have tried a lot of strategies already, you know? I mean, so reasons why someone might stay in an abusive relationship. Well, first of all, they might love this person, their partner. Maybe they have children together, family together, a long history together. Often victims want the violence and abuse to end, not necessarily the relationship, right? And so, and to leave an abusive situation is a process. It's not an event. It doesn't happen like I'm just going to run home and pet. I mean, that can happen sometimes, but most often, consistently, it doesn't, because there's so many other factors that weigh in. There could be economic factors. Mm-hmm. It could be religious and cultural factors. It could be pressure from friends, family. Like I said, faith-based community. It's just not for anybody outside of that victim's life to make the judgment statement. Victims and survivors know themselves better than anybody else, and they know their situation better than anybody else.
True.
Because often, abusers are presenting publicly, outward-facing, as loving, charming, you know, equals partners. That's why a lot of times people aren't believed, because they're like, well, I never saw him.
Yeah. They're surprised.
He's so nice in public.
Exactly.
But honestly, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for anyone, but I can think of a situation where I knew an abuser who was nice to everyone in public. Yeah. But the second they're in their house, they're like a monster.
Some abusers are very charming, savvy. I mean, I think most people have some image in their head of what an abuser is or who they are. And it's like, well, no, insert your face here. It could be anybody.
And it's not all physical, which we don't even get to that.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about the Cassie Diddy video and just how to deal with domestic violence and ways to have more awareness and how to talk to the people in your life who are going through it or did go through it. But it's not just physical.
Right.
Emotional abuse.
Verbal, sexual assault. Financial abuse is also a big component.
And I have talked about the financial abuse when I've interviewed her, Angela, from the Women's Center. People don't realize how much control is used with money. Angela?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, like, so in 2020, 2021, with COVID, all the stimulus checks, a lot of abusers took
their
victim stimulus checks, have them signed over. Some victims have never been allowed to work outside of the home. Some have never been allowed to have a credit card or have cash. No credit is worse than bad credit. Mm-hmm. So that's when someone's trying to
start
their life over.
And they can't, DZ, because they have no financial history because it's been controlled by the abuser.
They've been conned for how many years?
That's right.
Straight victims, man. And again, being sensitive in the verbiage and how you approach it and the way you talk to them and massage the situation. But
isn't it wild?
Wow.
It's all about power and control. I mean, and so money
is a big power and control.
It can be where power and control is.
Look at Diddy. I mean, look how Diddy, some of these people getting away, and someone like Cassie, I can't imagine how intimidating. Your abuser is way more powerful and has way more money than you.
Well, and the influence that he had over her career as a whole, let's be honest. I mean,
she was a singer.
My goodness.
And you're 19, she's 19, and there's a lot of talking coming at you, right? And people telling you what you should and should not do. And it's, here's the thing, is like, we shouldn't have to go through life expecting to be abused, and then tolerating the abuse. But that's sort of the culture that has been set up, and that's what has to change. I mean, this video, the Ray Rice video, Rihanna, and, everything in between. It's like, what is it going to take?
Right. How much more of this do we have to see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we think that we don't want to believe victims coming forward because, false allegations?
People
only 2 to 10% of domestic abuse and sexual assault allegations are ever proven to be false.
False? 2 to 10%?
Correct. So, and 10% is being generous, by the way. There's that component. When we're talking about 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4.
Is that what the statistic is?
And that's reported data. So
how many are reported.
Come on. We know the per capita of, in any field, the amount reported is never the amount that it actually happens at. It's never the correct rate.
That's right.
Yep. And men are 1 in 4.
That's right. Yeah.
Men can be abused just like women can.
Absolutely.
Emotionally, physically, verbally, and physically.
Exactly. So that's right. It's violence and abuse, sexual assault. is non-denominational, non-political, all socioeconomic.
Yep.
It literally can be anyone. Exactly. And domestic violence is all about exercising power and control over another. And that's, I mean, what has really, that's really what's the the Diddy cat. It's just so exposed.
It is. Then, and it's, you know, it's, with the, this is it. We're seeing it.
Exactly. And then when you throw in money, you know, and then some power and clout, it's
not good.
Exactly. It's a lot, but it just, what is it going to take? So it needs these kinds of conversations.
Yes.
But, you know, but I would love, I mean, of course, 15 years ago, I would have loved to have thought that all the conversation around Rihanna and Chris Brown was going to help change things. You know, it's
you want to be positive, but you want to see, we need way more change.
But I mean, believe survivors first.
Amen.
First and foremost.
Amen.
Because if we could reverse the model and hold the abusers and perpetrators accountable, instead of saying to the victim, you know, well, what did you do to upset him?
That part.
What were you wearing when you were assaulted? Were you drinking? You know, it's always, these, we're asking those questions instead of why did you do it? Hey, perpetrator, abuser, why did you make those choices? Which, by the way, violence, using violence in response to not getting your way, not, you know, not being able to cope, is a choice.
Is
you can't just snap. You don't just snap I don't know what I was thinking. Sure you do. It's a conscious decision. It's neurologically implausible.
Ooh,
lay it down. Lay the knowledge down. Now, Angela, I'm so glad you came in. We're running out of time. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I do realize, I wish we could keep this conversation going.
Like an intense conversation, though, that needed to be had. So thank you, Angela, for coming in from the Women's Center. Yes, DC.
But as far as being intense and as far as anybody inspired or just feeling like they need more information, help, assistance, resources, where's a place and the best place to start?
Sure. I mean, so there, if you know, if you are comfortable talking to friends and family coming forward, however, there is the Women's Center, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. So we have a 24-hour hotline, which is 262-542-3828.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on social as well, but our hotline, 24 hours a day, anybody can call, a friend, a family member, a grandparent, you know, whoever it is, if you want to ask questions, how to support the survivor in your life, if you are a survivor yourself and you just have questions, you don't have to be ready to leave, or you can be ready to leave. It's it's, you know, we're there to work with you and support you on your choices, your decisions, and your autonomy, because it is about you as the survivor. So we have a lot of resources. We have a shelter. We have advocates to talk with you in
and
Milwaukee. There's and then also Sojourner is another good resource. That's 414-933-2722. Also a 24-hour hotline, but you can call confidentially as well. So
and
it's really just
friends and family can call if they want help. Like you asked, DZ, what do we say to someone if we don't want to be complicit when we know someone's being abused in any form? You call and then you can get it.
That's
they can guide you or give you advice.
And we just want people to know you don't deserve it.
No.
You do not deserve it. And there are resources and places and people to help you.
And you are the victim. Yeah. Because victims get gaslit and, you know, all kinds of things. So much abuse, mental and physical and emotional and verbal.
Re-victimized. That's
re-victimized.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Angela, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you.
I know it's the long weekend, but like I told DZ, I said, there are going to be people have to go home this weekend who in these situations. So we're not going to stop talking about it. I wanted Angela to come on and give some guidance because enough of this. Yeah, of course, we're angry about the Diddy video and everyone should be, but we got to do something else and make a change and help the people in need. Yes.
You said it perfect.
What?
Ali said, you think domestic violence is going to stop on the weekend?
Huh. You want to go barbecue?
You think it's going to stop for the barbecue?
No.
Nah.
You think because you get the weekend off, somebody else gets to go? No. And it gives me goosebumps because it's just upsetting. So thank you, Angela. You're welcome anytime.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And this needs to be talked about.
So. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, I am.
Thanks
glad
for
too.
Helping raise awareness.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.